KB0DCO monitoring. KB0DCO monitoring.
Is it snowing? Negative, but it's 48 and it's very wet. I was going to do some edging and trimming today, but I'm going to probably wait till at least noon.
Yeah, it's supposed to get pretty nice. Sunny and 70 and all that good stuff. So this, but it's very, very, the air is very heavy right now with moisture. I got to flip my windshield wipers every so often to clear them off. The moisture is accumulating. It's not raining at all, but just such a heavy, wet, moist air. You know, add to that, it's under 50. It's a little chilly right now for a person used to summer temps. Anyhow, what's on your agenda for the day? I'm just gonna go meet the boys for breakfast here, and then after that, probably just putter around in the yard a little bit after the big demo.
Alright, yeah, I'm looking at my weather app here, 48 degrees and 94% humidity. So there you go, that is definitely happening. Like I said, the only thing on my plate is a little bit of outdoor work, etching and trimming, and I got a little bit of mulch to put down that I just didn't get to all season. So I may do that as well. So the demo is done, is that correct?
That is correct. All that's left to do is I've got, there's some stuff that, the dumpster was packed. They got a 40-yarder, the biggest one, and they packed it. I was nervous that it was too high, and they would give me trouble, but not really my problem, but not my problem, you know, and so that was concerning, but they ended up taking it, but they couldn't get another thing in it. There was a bunch of stuff that was metal, very recyclable, or I should say scrappable, and so my neighbor said he'll take it, so he was kind of hemming and hawing, yeah, I'll get over there. I go, no, the deal is, if you want it, you're going to take it immediately. So he came over and he took two truckloads of like miscellaneous you know, steel that was, you know, there, and so now I'm just down to, hold on one second, I'm just pulling up to the Starbucks window. Anywho, I got a couple of, three engines in the back of a pickup that I gotta get somebody to come and take the pickup away, Mother Waddles or whoever wants to take it. In the back of it, out of it, I had three engines that were destined to be scrapped. So I don't know if the place picking up the truck will take those, or if I've got to get those out of there and scrap separately. But that's kind of the last thing to do today. I might work on getting those engines hoisted out of the back of the truck into my trailer, and then I could call somebody and get rid of the truck, and I can just drive my trailer somewhere and scrap the engines, or better yet, get my neighbor to pull up his truck and just put him right in the back of his truck.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's getting done, so that's good. Then what's the plan after that? You got a scheduled for the new one yet, or what's going on there?
Yeah, it was it's the first domino. Hold on. It's the first domino in a series of dominoes that need to fall. And I had I think I'd mentioned before, I kind of had analysis paralysis on the, as I often do, the grander project, you know, was preventing me from starting, you know, the first domino. You know, I kept looking at everything from the grand, you know, the grand plan, and it just had me really boogered up. So I'm glad I got this first domino down, because now the rest should start to fall pretty quickly.
Yep, I hear you. Once you get it started, it'll roll a little bit better. Well, good. I'm glad it is started and that's going well. Getting yourself some breakfast. I haven't even thought about eating yet, but yeah, nothing exciting here at all. So, all right, well, I'll let you get your breakfast going, and maybe we'll chat later on and see who gets to do what outside today. KE8BSI.
Okay, yeah, I'm not far off. By the way, where's Dave been? I haven't heard Dave, not, you know, KZ8Z Dave. I haven't heard nor seen from him in a while. KZ8Z. Do you know where Dave's been? KZ8Z. Go ahead, Blake. Do you know where Dave's been?
What's going on? See, you got to be careful what you say.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I don't know where that rascal's been. Did see him at the Lark at Stony Creek on Saturday. Or not Saturday. What the heck day was that? Thursday. He popped in there for a little bit. And other than that, quiet. That's all I got on that. Oh, I got my, I know he knows, but I brought my portable, it's a little toolbox that I keep all my radio gear in for POTA and whatnot. Brought that in the house because it needs to be reorganized. There's stuff in there that doesn't need to be in there, and the stuff that needs to be in there needs to be reorganized. So that's on my project list for today. Go ahead, Dave.
I have that on my project list, too. I just turned around in my chair, and the floor in my office is littered with cables, both for computer cables, radio cables. I mean, there's just crap everywhere. So I have to, oh, great, now Alexa is talking to me. I have that same toolbox, Greg. I think I sent you a picture yesterday, the same toolbox kit that you got from Harbor Freight, where it's like 4-in-1. So I'm going to try and get organized a little bit as well. I've been staring at it for far too long. Time to do it. Sean?
All right, well, anyhow, Dave, I was just poking. I hadn't heard you in a while, so I'm going to let you guys get going. I just pulled up here to the restaurant. Hugh's here. He and I are the early crew, so I'm going to talk with him for a few, and, you know, we got to get together. We haven't done any, Well, I shouldn't say that. Greg and I met up with Wally recently, so he's a trooper. But we got to get you, Dave. You're like AWOL. All right, catch you guys later. I'm heading in here. W8FU.
All right, enjoy breakfast, and we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, that little toolbox, Dave. Yeah, it's not high quality at all. But I tell you what, for the money that you spend and what you get, it's a lot of storage, and it works out quite well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing at Harbor Freight. It's not always high quality. In fact, it's usually not high quality, but I don't need, you know, it's not like I'm taking this toolbox to some sort of job site, so all I need is a container. And I think for the price, I mean, it was $34 for four toolboxes. That's going to, you know, definitely solve my problem. I just need containers to help organize stuff. And then I got your orange hammer. That was $7, no halas. And then I had another orange hammer that I was going to get. I ended up getting that little stubby one. Because all I have is, is one stake that I need to put in the ground sometimes. And I'm hoping that little stubby hammer It'll just be smaller, easier to carry, and I think it'll work out. We'll see. If not, because that one cost me, I think it was either $3 or $4. If it doesn't work out, I'll splurge for the $7 orange one.
That thing was $7? Jeez. Chuck's had a sticker on it for $1. Ay, 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 that's out of hand.
Harbor Freight inflation, it's hitting everywhere. I've heard you bring up edging and trimming. Now you have that on my list. I haven't done that in a couple of weeks, and I was due last time to do it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing it. So I cut the lawn and didn't do anything else. So today I think I'll make it look pretty. I got the sprinkler blowout guy coming later this afternoon. 'Tis the season.
Yeah, it's never-ending fun. I actually mowed the lawn after the lark on Thursday. I came home and just dove right into it. Got it done because it was needed. I kind of blew the lawn off to go to the lark, so I did it when I got back. Now the lawn's okay, but it does need an edging at least, and then a few other things beyond that. We'll see how it goes. And then, yeah, I got to get my sprinkler guy. He usually calls me, but if not, I can just give him a jingle when I shut it off.
Yeah, I shut mine off yesterday. One year I forgot, and the guy shows up. I wasn't home. He left me a voicemail. Dave, you didn't turn the water off again. He must run into that so many times. Oh, man. And then another time I did turn it off, but I forgot to close the valve that's closest to the spigot but inside the house. And he couldn't do it. Or maybe I had the little... There's a little drain valve that I take off. I think I had that off. So when he was putting air through it, it was probably shooting down inside the basement, the air. That would have been funny. I would have whistled. That was dumb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have that all set correctly for sure. So, yeah, all I really got to do is shut the water off, and he just does the rest. I got that little thing that he takes off outside, and he hangs it on a little chain right to it. And he does the switching of the zones right there, too. He doesn't need the access to the timer, which used to be in my basement. Now it's that one that you gave me. It's in the garage. I had to move it. So, fun. Currently hunting... counties on grid tracker in on 20 meter FT8.
I just turned the radio on, so I think I'll join you. I forgot to earlier when I was running through my email and whatnot. That's when I normally turn it on. I forgot to. So I'll be doing that. And I need another cup of joe. Okay, great. I'll let you go. I'll talk to you later. 73. Have a good one, man. See ya.
KZ83. Alrighty. Just checking now, but there was a software update to Sequoia. And I'm going to mess with the firewall and see if it fixed it. KZ8 VSI.
RUH, mobile.
Good morning, Anthony. KF8S, mobile.
morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Just dodging traffic. I'm wondering when they're ever going to be done with this construction on M53. It seems like they did the one half really quick, and then the other half, they're taking their time. So, I don't know. Winter's coming.
They never finish construction. They just pause construction on the road.
Yeah, that's true. I think they're fixing the bridges. I think that's what the taking so long. But I don't know if you're familiar with Dodge Park. There's like trails that go underneath the bridge and go to the other side. You can like, you know, take your bike really far. That's been like blocked all year. So that was kind of a bummer.
I am familiar. I haven't been over that way in quite some time. Just not in my circle of travel these days.
Yes, sir. So where are you off to today?
Just hopped in the car. I'm going to see my dad at work. He has a couple fish markets on the east side here, and just going over to see him and get some fish for myself.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm doing kind of the same thing, going to visit my parents. That's what we do. Try to do it every Saturday, like a tradition. And we get donuts and everything. And just hang out there with the, you know, that way they can see the grandchildren and all that stuff. And check that off of our things to do. Other than that, just gonna be busy this weekend trying to, I'm shopping appliances and window treatments and trying to find out what bed I'm going to get for the bedroom. I'm tossed up between this Dream Cloud and something Nectar or whatever. So making lots of decisions, it gives me a headache. But I think we're narrowing it down.
Very cool. I've heard of that Nectar, but never of the Dream Cloud. But don't have any experience with either one of them, so can't lend you my opinion.
Yeah, they're pretty similar, same, you know, model, and they give you 365 days to try it out, so, like, if you don't like it within a year, you can send it back, which I thought was interesting, but, so I guess I'll have to, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and, pick one and try it out and see if we like it or not.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild, return policy. They either are very confident in their product or make it very difficult for you to return upon that decision.
Yeah, from what I watched on YouTube, you know, everybody's got a review on these things. They want you to try it for at least, give it a good old college try or whatever for 30 days. So they'll try to talk you out of it if you try to return it within 30 days, but you can still return it if you want to. You just gotta convince them a little bit. But they'll actually have somebody come out and pick it up and all that stuff. But you gotta be careful, because if you buy one of their frames might only have like a 50-day return window.
That's interesting. So then you're invested in their system and can only return one part of it.
Yeah, and the thing is, you could just buy their frame. Like, if you wanted an adjustable bed, right, you could just buy their adjustable frame. And as long as the mattress you buy with it is compatible, like it can bend, you can use any mattress. So you don't necessarily have to use their mattress, which I thought was interesting.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, well, thinking next month you're going to be in there? Is that what, if I remember correctly, in the new house?
Yeah, the 29th is when we close, and then, you know, you're not going to, I mean, I'll be able to go in there and do my own stuff, like if I want to paint a wall or add plumbing or something. I can now then I'm allowed to do that, right? Of course, after they've like covered everything up. But yeah, so we'll probably we have until the 22nd of November for the other for the apartment that we got. So we have time to move things in. Of course, we want to move in as soon as possible. But yeah, I got to get appliances and all that stuff delivered. So won't be able to like. You know, sleep there the first night or anything like that, but yeah, it'll be pretty close there. And I'm hoping maybe to time it with some Black Friday sales. You know how they start early in November there? I might be able to get some deals on things and save some money.
Yeah, that would certainly be nice to capitalize that Black Friday deal, because I'm sure going from a house to an apartment, you probably purged a lot of stuff. And now going from an apartment to a house, there's a lot of new stuff you want.
Yeah, I got to tame all the spending, though, because, you know, we got window treatments we got to get and things like that. So it's, we have the money, like, from the sale of the old house, but I don't know what, you know, the hidden secret fees that are with the mortgage, right, when you close, you know, closing fees and all that stuff. So I have to wait to see what that final number is, and then I got to save money for sod and sprinklers in the spring, so I got to be very, very budget conscious.
Yeah, that would be smart. Hey, I just pulled up in the parking lot here, so I'm going to be clear on your final. It was good talking to you this morning. I will probably be back on the radio in an hour or so. If you're still out there, we'll talk again. This is K-E-8-R-U-H. And I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, I just pulled up here myself. Yeah, sorry I'm blabbing about my house stuff. It's just top of mind. All right, I'll talk to you later. KFA done. W-8-F-U.
Yeah. I heard Dave, and then somebody else doubled with you. But what's up? Just got the car wash. Trying a new place.
Go ahead, other person other than me.
Oh, step aside. I'm going to start in that AMA way.
Bye, Lance.
Which, tell us which car wash. Where'd you go? Where are you trying and how much are they a month?
Yeah, so riddle me this. So I was paying 24 or whatever it was a month to Jax, but I wasn't using it enough. And, you know, to really justify it. You know, if you used it once a week, you know, you would be okay, but I found that you have to use it a little bit more than that to kind of break even, and I found I wasn't. So this place right half mile from my house, well, actually a mile from my house, they have a thing, they got an $8 wash, and they got a buy five, get five free. So for $40, you get 10 washes, and you can use them anytime you want indefinitely. And so now I'm not faced with the problem of trying to get my monthly money's worth. I can go when I need to, and $4 a wash, I think I'll be ahead of the game. So we'll give it a whirl.
Sounds like a good deal. Go ahead, Lance.
Lance must have checked out. He's a little mic shy. You know, it's kind of a thing. He's not strong like the other boys.
It's okay. He's probably, like, responding if nobody else responds or so. I don't know, whatever. But that sounds like a good deal because you then, yeah, like you said, you can just go when you want to and then reload. Does it automatically reload or no?
No, you hand him $40 and he hands you 10 tickets, you know. They're kind of cut. They're color, cardboard, heavy cardboard, and, you know, you just tuck those in your glove box and just use them whenever. So, any car, too. So it doesn't matter if I can use my car, I can use it for your car, I can use it for my kids' cars. So if you got two cars, you can split it amongst cars. So I just think the flexibility is going to work better for me. And, you know, because the Jax, as much as I liked it, you know, I wasn't using it enough to warrant the $24.95 or whatever the heck it was. They were ka-chinging me every month. Some months I just like, damn, I really got rooked. You know, I had two $12 car washes, or I think in the worst month, I think I had, you know, I had a single $24 car wash. So I just said, yeah, this ain't working really good for me. And, yeah, so I'll give it a try. Phil noticed it, ABAPR. While he was coming to breakfast, he noticed it was a thing and told me about it. So I was like, cool. So there you have it. Uh-oh, yard sale. Should I go? Should I go?
You never know. Hidden gems. Hidden gems. But, yeah, I got to look into the car wash thing myself. I like the idea that you can use it with any car. I use it more in the winter, you know, because of the salt, and I really like that for that. I don't really use it too much in the summer, but, yeah, I got to reevaluate that as well. So, cool. Yeah, go to the yard sale.
Well, there's a house here. It looks like it's going to be going pretty cheap. Okay, I'm going to go into this yard sale here and see what's going on. People look like they're really excited walking out with a bunch of stuff. I'll be right back.
Woohoo! KFA.
You know, a street I've almost never been on in my subdivision, right near my house, just next street over. I'm almost never, because it's a court and it goes nowhere, and I've almost never been down there. So, looks like all the good stuff was gone.
Boo. Well, there's going to be a Yusika swap tomorrow. Maybe you should go early. Might get some deals there, but I don't know who's all. I think they sold all their tables, and it's only $5 to get in. So I might go there. My kids are under 12. I don't have to pay for myself.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Maybe. You never know. I haven't been the one in some time, so I'm still recovering from all this work, and I've still got work to do today, you know, some lift and move. I've got most everything under control, though, with the house project, so it's not terrible. Oh, look at that. My neighbor already got rid of all the stuff I gave him. I said, here, you want to scrap this stuff? You take it. But you got to take it right now. Looks like he did, and he's already scrapped it.
One person's junk, another person's treasure.
I guess. All right, I just pulled up in the driveway. I'm going to get inside and figure out what channel the ball game's going to be on here, and I'll be back. W8FU.
KF8. KJO. I'm going to have some terrible feedback there, KJO.
KF8S, yeah, I was just, sorry, I was just testing the programming in my radio. I didn't expect it to key up.
expect the energy.
Yeah, I was just sitting there watching TV, all of a sudden my radio started squawking kind of funny. I'm like, ooh, somebody's got a little bit of feedback there. Yeah, just another radio next to the other one. So, yeah, sorry about that. Well, at least I wasn't hearing something, you know, hearing things from medication. Haha, laugh out loud. All right, have you had it? 7-3 for now, KJKJO. All right, talk to you later. I think I heard another station in there. Go ahead. All right, I was hearing something. KFA, that's clear. Radio check, AA8YH. AA8YH, KZKGL, sounds good over here. Copy that, got a location on it? Memphis, out of HD, bouncing off the Richmond repeater. Okay, Memphis, you're breaking up here. Yes, Memphis. M-E-M-F-I-S. No, wait, Memphis. Hold on, drugs are starting to kick in. Memphis. Yes, I'm in Memphis bouncing off the 625 on a HD. Change antenna, see if that works. Did you see the bulb thing? A-A-H-Y-8. As a matter of fact, it is a bulb thing. And I'm just sitting here in my living room watching some TV, so... Or sure, Bob, just want to confirm that you got good CX from where you're at.
Hey, I just sent him out some phone buddies. Got a UD5 sent here. AAYH.
Same thing here, older version, UV5RT. And sounds pretty good. Sounds really good. Where you at? That time he sounded a little bit scratchy, KZKJO. Yeah, you're dropping the carrier there. You're sounding pretty good and then you started dropping off.
Yeah, reception's a little sketchy on this end.
Where are you located at? Sounds like I might be losing you a little bit, KZKJO.
Yeah, I think Lilla I'm kind of did better for it.
Yeah, I'm just running stock on this one.
Yeah, I tried between two different antennas to see if there was anything different. It didn't change a whole lot.
AAYH. Yeah, it's done a little bit better with this one. The antenna that you just changed, KZKJO.
All right, boss, you have yourself a wonderful afternoon. AAYH, 7-3.
7-3, KZKJO.
Yeah, maybe well, monitoring. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Unicorn Whiskey. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
KF8 ATE, I can hear you guys all the way out here in Algonac.
KF8 AYL, monitor. N1KRD.